Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
One of Japan's most prestigious literary awards, the芥川Prize, has been awarded this year to 23-year-old Yui Suzuki, a graduate student at Seinan Gakuin University in Fukuoka City. While conducting research on English literature in graduate school, Suzuki also pursues creative writing. Japan's literary world is home to numerous prizes, but two of the most prominent and historically significant are the芥川Prize and the Naoki Prize. The芥川Prize recognizes short to medium-length pure literary works by emerging writers published in magazines. The Naoki Prize, on the other hand, is awarded to single-volume novels, full-length works, or collections of short stories by both emerging and mid-career authors in the realm of entertainment literature. Selection committees for both awards convene twice a year, in July for works from the first half of the year, and in January for those from the latter half of the year. These awards are not open for public submission. The Akitagawa Prize focuses on works published in magazines, while the Naoki Prize targets works released as books. Both prizes go through several preliminary screenings before the final nominees are selected, and the winners are determined after deliberation during the selection meeting. In some cases, no winner is chosen. The winning works often reflect the social context and values of their time, offering insight into modern Japanese culture and history. This year's Akitagawa winning story features a male professor who's a scholar of Goethe, the German literary giant. If you have the chance, be sure to give it a read.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation. The Fukuoka City International Center offers free legal counseling and personal counseling for the international residents of Fukuoka City. Legal consultations are available from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. on the first Saturday of every month, and from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. on the third Wednesday of the month. Each session runs for 45 minutes and is completely free. However, you do need to make a reservation to consult with the lawyer. Free English interpretation services are also available, so if you will need an interpreter, please mention that when you make your reservation. Personal counseling services are available every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday with a Japanese clinical psychologist in English or Japanese. Reservations are necessary, so please make one if you're interested. Both types of consultations ensure strict confidentiality, so you can feel at ease when you come to these consultations. Reservations will be taken from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on weekdays. For detailed inquiries, please contact 0120-66-1799. Again, that number is 0120-66-1799. And if you connect with the Foundation's official LINE account, you can make an appointment for consultations on daily life or free professional consultation using the LINE call feature. Telephone consultations are available in a number of foreign languages, so please feel free to contact them. In addition, you can get information on the Foundation's events and announcements from Fukuoka City. So, please add the Foundation's official LINE account to your friends list from the Fukuoka City International Foundation website. One thing to keep in mind, though, is that the Foundation will not accept consultations via the LINE chat feature. So, if you want advice via text rather than calling, please use the inquiry form on the Foundation's website. That was information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka.
The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.